This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We brought you the story of Liberty Reserve yesterday, the online currency exchange that the Justice Department shut down, accusing it of $6 billion worth of money laundering. Assets were frozen. The website was seized. But let's say your company was using Liberty Reserve for non-money laundering purposes. Mitchell Rossetti knows how that feels. His business, ePay Cards, it's called, sells prepaid virtual debit cards using that online currency that Liberty Reserve was trading in. And now he's out $28,000 real dollars while the Department of Justice considers its next steps. Mr. Rossetti, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So maybe we ought to explain, or you ought to explain, I guess, how your business worked using Liberty Reserve.
Okay. As one of the many legitimate businesses on Liberty Reserve, we had an account where people were able to transfer funds so that we would top up their prepaid value stored cards or gift cards.
This $28,000, Mr. Rossetti, that you now cannot get your hands on, when did you realize you couldn't get your hands on it?
Friday was the first time that we noticed that something was amiss, and it wasn't absolutely confirmed until yesterday, given that in the U.S. there was a holiday on Monday. We were left without information for 3 or 4 days.
Why did you pick Liberty Reserve to do business with? Why not a Bitcoin site or somebody else?
The reason I believe most people will find ironic was security.
Yes, people will find it ironic.
We, at one point, attempted to use PayPal, and 4 out of 6 of the charges that we would receive were pished accounts, hacked, or stolen. And they were open to chargebacks and reversals, which would hurt our business. So we migrated to a system such as Liberty Reserve because all purchases were final. Therefore, if any issue would come up, we would be able to discuss that directly with the customer, what happened, look at their accounts, and make a decision. But we weren't exposed to any fraud.
Yeah, and it's important to say there was no fraud here, right? Other than the fact that these guys might have been engaged in shady dealings. It was the Justice Department that froze your account.
Exactly.
What have you been told by the Justice Department in terms of getting your hands on this 28 grand?
Well, remarkably, nothing. We have placed several phone calls to the phone numbers that have been up on the internet since yesterday afternoon. We would like to get a response because we are a legitimate business that has been hurt by this action, and believe that there's others, many, many others, that are in our same situation that need to get their money back.
Could you do business without some kind of online virtual way to move money around?
We don't know. This morning I was asked by some of our staff people, and their question to me was, what do we do? Do we have a future? And I advised everyone to have the resumes ready, yet don't send them out yet. We will look for a way to come back from this, but it is going to be difficult.
Mitchell Rossetti, we got him down in Argentina. He's the co-founder of a company called ePay Cards, which used Liberty Reserve to do a little bit of virtual banking. Mr. Rossetti, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to speak.